This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
But he just kept right on strumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Two times.
Killing me softly with his song.
It's Big Tuesday here. You know, we thought we'd do this. Charlie Marlowe in the house a little early. Frank's out till Thursday.
A little early. I think it was a little late because I'm driving over here, and you strategically booked my guy, Lance. I would have came in 15 minutes earlier if I knew Lance was on.
Brian Hoffman, producer of the Midday Grind. Producer, he puts that first on his resume. Also the
host, co-host of 590 Baseball.
Yes. Thank you. Host of 590 Baseball. Booked the guest, and it just so happened Lance was at 10:30, and I thought I could tell Chuck, because he loves it, because they usually team up and pick on me, which is really not fair, because I never make fun of anybody, so I don't think I should be picked on.
Correct.
And Lance was on, and Chuck wasn't here. That's all that happened.
It was a good interview, though. And
good Milwaukee insight. Breakdown.
Seriously, good insight into the Brujas.
Did I get it wrong? I might have confused myself, or maybe Joel did, that Shaw was playing second. It was Moustakas. I get those two guys in my head.
They all just kind of play second. Who's ever
but
available
But they shouldn't,
just goes,
right?
No,
so Moustakas and Shaw, no. Neither one of them should play second, but one of them has to. Is that the short answer?
Yes.
Last year, though, Shaw did play second.
I think he did play some.
And they were preparing Moustakas to play second a little bit this year, too.
I just can't picture Moustakas.
Seems like a bad mix.
I think if you're going to say to one guy, all right, you're out of position, play second, I would do it to Shaw, and I'd leave Moustakas at third. Don't you picture him picking it a little bit at third?
Yes, but I'll tell you what. I loved what the Brewers did last year. First of all, they just loaded up on bullpen arms for the playoffs, almost got to the World Series, and then everybody with analytics in baseball and this and that, and maybe this is because of analytics, it seemed like they needed starting pitching, and then every week they would add another kind of slow-pitch softball player, which I really appreciated because I'm like, why are you doing this? But it's kind of cool, and it worked for them.
The Brewers will now be playing at Forest Park at 10 o'clock on weeknights during the summer.
But look, you're like, why are you getting, okay, it's Moustakas, it's Scope. You keep getting these position players. They're one game from the World Series.
It worked. And they weren't even trying to win in 2017.
That's right.
They stumbled into the playoff race.
That was Bob Nightingale. I remember that interview.
Sitting at Patty O's.
Because what else did he say that day? Do you remember the big kind of piece of, I guess, it wasn't news.
Was it his prediction? Was it that Machado would come to St. Louis?
He said, and remember, he's a Lozano guy. I think he has the insight with Dan Lozano. He thought that Manny Machado would be a St. Louis Cardinal for the 2019 season.
If only.
He probably would rather stick to the Jack Flaherty might be a rookie of the year last year, even though he started the year in Memphis. That was a good call.
That was.
Hey, sometimes you're on it, sometimes you're not. Hey, welcome, Chuck. Hollywood Casino Press Box, 11 o'clock hour here. Dr. Rick coming up at the bottom of the hour. You can text in your questions for Dr. Rick, 855-282-8255. Maryville University brings you the listener line. I told Brian Hoffman one topic for Dr. Rick would be, can you get a cold from not wearing your coat? And then I told Hoff, I said, I wasn't wearing my coat, and I was told that that might be why I had a cold. And Hoffman wrote back, I said, oh, did your mom tell you that?
That seems like something a mom would say.
And I said, no, actually, Charlie said that yesterday.
Which, no offense, I'm kind of surprised you.
Would even care?
Yeah.
To be fair.
Growing up, I feel like moms always did this, and coaches did this too. If you were playing, let's say, basketball in the winter, and you're really sweating, right? And then you leave practice. They would always make a note to say, you better put that coat on, because if you go outside in the cold when you're sweating,
I think it's true,
you're going to get a cold. I feel bad whenever I drop my daughter off at daycare.
Without
because,
a coat and
no,
zero-degree
no.
weather?
This is what I do.
Hurry up.
You forgot your smokes, Janie Mae.
No, listen. Some of these car seats, you know, we have a car seat for my car. We have a different one for my wife's car. One's bigger than the other. I need to get a new one is basically the story here. But if you have
you strapping her the hood?
No. If you have these big, bunchy winter coats, it's harder to get her in there. So oftentimes, I will put her in her clothes, put the car seat on, and then put a blanket and her coat over there.
Okay.
And then when I get to the daycare, as I'm pulling her out, I immediately put her coat on But I'm wondering if the daycare people think I'm not putting a coat on her until I walk the few steps to the daycare. But that's not the case. It's because these big, bunchy baby winter coats, it's hard to get them in the car seat.
And by the way, when I leave the radio show, I'm also sweating profusely, just like basketball practice.
Correct.
So it applies. Dr. Rick coming up. You can text in at 855-282-8255. Blues winners, again, we've gotten out of the prediction business for each game, or the playoff prediction, which is darn near 100% at this point. Jordan Binnington, we mentioned this 10 o'clock hour. He's now 21-4-1. And the Blues are beating good teams, bad teams like the Wings. They've become red hot. They're two behind Nashville with a game in hand, because if you're going to face the Preds, don't you want to start that sucker at home? Get a little jump at home, as excited as this town is. Where's our buddy Joe Strauss now? You need him to be saying,
"Cup crazy.
Cup crazy. It's happening." A little cup crazy. I'm trying to remember our mindset in 16. It was a really good team.
But it was Blackhawks first round, though.
Win the division that year? Is that what they did?
Was that 16?
16
no,
is the year they...
Dallas won the division that year. They started on the road in Dallas in the round two. So
okay.
They had the two seed.
They were the two seed. Okay, because I remember them winning that first series with the Hawks, that game seven.
And they had to win game seven on the road
in Dallas.
Dallas,
you are
in
correct.
Round two.
I was there, and we almost died because a cab driver was hydroplaning in Dallas in a ridiculous thunderstorm.
That's dangerous.
Seriously, we almost hit the car in front of us, and we were hydroplaning on the highway. That's why you always call Uber.
And did he know you had to get, like, you had a 4 p.m. live shot, and Rich Gould would be furious if you didn't make it on time?
I think we had a 4 a.m. live shot, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Well, those are, you got to connect with the audience. It's an opportunity, Chuck.
That was a fun run, though, right there. But I think that year was different because you had to get over the Blackhawks and all those years previous of losing to them in the postseason and them winning cups. Once you won that series, it was like, all right, it's on.
It almost feels this one's a little different in the sense that 16 had a feeling of finality to it as well. You knew Brouwer was going to be a free agent. They
like
weren't
going to
retain him. Backich was a free agent. The odds of them retaining him were low. You weren't quite sure what the status of Ken Hitchcock after that year. There were rumors that was going to be his last season. Obviously, it wasn't. So it did feel like there was a feeling of now or never with this group. And I don't feel that way with this group.
Correct.
Bennington's young.
I was thinking like mindset going into the playoff run, like, wow, this team. Because even with those Hitch teams that were good, they kept getting bounced every year. Yeah. So you had no level of confidence going in. Last year, they faded those final two games, or blew it against the Blackhawks, lost to Colorado. 2 years ago, you faced Minnesota in that first round, but I don't think you were overly confident.
With the Hitch teams, to me, though, the one series where you lost to Minnesota, where you felt like you shouldn't have lost that series, and again, all these years, I forget which one is which.
I think it was 2014.
Right, that was the one series where you said, how the hell did you lose this one? And that's why it was odd with the whole talk of Hitch's future. I felt like that was the year, if you were going to get rid of Hitch, it should have been that year. Other than that, how many times did they run into the team that won the Cup? I mean, you did have mini-type dynasties with the Hawks and with the Kings, and you seemingly ran into that team early every single playoff, every single postseason.
An 11 o'clock staple is 5 for Frank, and we're going to flip the script completely. And this is going to be 5 for Martin and Chuck, okay?
Oh.
Still brought to you by Greenville University.
To tee up the hot topics, it's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Thank you, SportsIllustrated.com, for playing the Major League Baseball off-season free agency segment.
My bad, I didn't want to
play. That was my bad. I didn't make an
always sunny episode.
I didn't know it was playing.
No, it was my bad.
Yes, it was.
Okay, it was my bad.
Chuck, you're good. More than one person texting in saying you are not supposed to put a child in a car seat with a coat on. So you were doing the right thing by taking the coat off.
I knew that.
You made it seem like it was like a quick decision and you didn't know that.
Let me tell you, man, when you get these bunchy coats and you got the straps and you got the buckles, it's just easier. You put them in, then you put a nice warm blanket in the coat. You make sure she's warm. But these car seats, man, I'll tell you what.
She looks cold in that car. Ah, give her a shot of Fireball. She'll be just fine.
You know, this is your last time together before the home opener, you two. Or before the regular season opener, rather, on Thursday. Because, Marty, you run off to Milwaukee tomorrow. So, give me your Cardinals' final record for the 2019 season.
Whoa, I love this question. Whoa. I was saving this all for our big show tomorrow without Martin to do all of our predictions. You want me to go first?
I'll go 92 and 70.
Okay.
I think that's a reasonable thought, and that's a winning record in a division that's going to be loaded. That might be optimistic.
I'll tell you what. I was going to say 91. I'm going to go ahead and say 91.
I mean, that's still 20 games over.
That's pretty darn good. And they're in the playoffs. I'm not sure if that wins the division, but they're in one of the playoff spots.
You are a Cleveland Indians fan.
Oh, by the
way,
does Charlie know that Hoff's wet blanket status has been removed temporarily?
What happened here?
I was optimistic about the Cardinals.
He was tweeting like a rights holder about the Cards.
I saw yesterday.
A little giddy.
He's so excited. But aren't we all?
Yes.
To see Jack Flaherty, to see Alex Reyes hopefully healthy, and unlocked Colton Wong.
Because... Unlocked? Was he locked up?
Mike Schilt unlocked
him. Unlocked him? Is that right?
Is that fair?
Yes, he did. He's letting him play.
He's got to stay healthy.
But I told Hoffman, if you're a wet blanket, when you the rare times you are positive, people take notice.
That's fair.
I think from now on, every time Ackerman tweets, like, hello, fellas, let's grab a cup of Joe, then you have to counter with, coffee probably tastes like crap. You have to, like, counter Ackerman's positive with your blanket.
Here's a great example of that.
The Ack blanket.
Martin Kilcoyne, you cost me money couple weeks ago because we were talking about college basketball and we were talking a little gambling. It was a night where I believe Mizzou, SLU, and Marquette played. I feel like Marquette played Seton Hall 14
Correct.
Times and they lost every time. They
yep.
were always up 10, then they lost by 8.
Correct.
But that day on the radio, I asked, what do you think is going to happen in the game? And Martin is so, I don't want to say negative, realistic in terms of how he views Marquette.
I'm very pessimistic.
Right.
About the squad.
So you saying that night, I think Marquette's going to win, we're due. I said, man, if Martin actually thinks it's going to happen, knowing he's so pessimistic, I'm going to bet Marquette. And it didn't work. But that's your fault.
Sorry about that. That was my fault. And that audio that played earlier, that was also my fault.
That was my fault. You are a Cleveland Indians fan, and you just heard your owner basically say, enjoy Francisco Lindor while he's here, while also strongly hinting that it's, you know, it's easier to make money when you're bad because you're not pressured to spend money on players. How motivated are you to buy tickets this or any other year in the future while he's in charge?
Not only that, that division.
Yes.
Who are you? Like, you're a Twins fan. Do we have Jaime Garcia or not? We do? Or do we trade him? So we're in it and we're out of it? The Tigers used to be a model franchise. One of the pizza people owns them still.
Well, he passed away, I believe.
Did
right?
Illich own yes. the Tigers?
Illich did. Yeah, he
but
was a fun owner because he spent money.
Did he buy him from the Domino's guy?
And that was
Monahan.
Tom Monahan.
Who hired Bo Schembechler. So the Tigers are down. Sox are on the upswing at some point. But division-wise, the Royals are junk. And then Cleveland was the shining light in that division. That's the thing is I wouldn't tank in that division because it's there for the taking.
Yes.
Quick Illich story. For years, and I think it was Sports Illustrated that did a poll or a story ranking the best and the worst owners, and Mike Illich was ranked the best owner in sports for the Red Wings and the worst owner in sports for the Tigers, which is kind of funny because people in Detroit in that area, they hated the way Mike Illich ran the Tigers for about, what, a couple decades, and then at the end, as he was getting towards the end of his life, I think Mike Illich really said, I want to pour everything into this franchise. I want to see them win a World Series before I die. Unfortunately, that did not happen, but they did run deep a couple times.
It's like Janie Mae. I think Janie Mae would say, I have the best dad in the world.
Yes.
And then Otis is like, my ass. I mean, because he doesn't feel like he's getting the same kind of treatment. So those Red Wings fans were living large, and the Tiger fans are, hey, Pizza Man, over here.
And look, also Indian fans. That team in the mid to late 90s was so good. That's got to be one of the best teams that never won a World Series because they were good for about 5 years.
Ooh, they came
with
real
Hall
close,
of Famers,
too.
With great players. It was also one of those teams where once they got good with the young guys like the Mannies and the Tomies, all the older players came over there at the end of their run, like Oral Hershiser, what, Dave Winfield?
Wasn't Eddie Murray?
Eddie Murray.
Yeah.
All those guys came over there. That team should have won a World Series. And, yeah, that division every year is there for the taking. It's unfortunate that you can't lock up a guy like Frankie Lindor, who should be the face of your franchise for 15 years.
I think Omar Vizquel still blames Jose Mesa for blowing the save in 97. Number 3, 5 for
Go
Martin,
table.
5 for Chuck. Frank is absent. You're Adam Wainwright. Last night you saw Yadier Molina call his shot. Now, be honest, For a split second there, you were thinking Brushback.
100%.
0%.
I broke off a curve. Kind of dust him there on the letters.
Now I feel like Wayno, and I didn't get to see the video.
I saw a photo.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I'm sure he laughed. Now if Yachty does that to Chris Carpenter, is that different? Because I feel like Carpenter, even though it's a Memphis game, it's not a real game. That demeanor, maybe he doesn't appreciate a move like that as much as Adam Wainwright.
Why didn't Wayno give him a pipe shot? Like Jeter.
Do another press conference. Four press conferences after one inning.
Of course, that was the night. Were you there?
I was there.
All-Star Game 2014. Fox 2's got the game. And I had done a big sit-down with Wainwright that week just to feed. So coming out of the game, because the game itself, you're like, what's going to happen? He pitches an inning. Nothing. So we could still tell this whole story of his favorite moment in his career. It was all about Wainwright. The post-game plan was this huge piece on Wainwright. Except he became the story that night. And now my little cutesy sit-down had little to no value. We're like, Chuck, you getting Wainwright? Yep, he talked about giving up the home run. Oh, and then he talked about how it was a pipe shot. And then he had to retract the pipe shot. And then we had like 8 Wainwright interviews. And then my piece, we're like, maybe we should hold that.
That's what was so funny about that is because in the All-Star game, a lot of these guys, if they're out of the game, they just leave. They got a private jet waiting. They want to go on a quick little vacation, whatever it is. Wayno pitched, was it 1 or 2 innings? Whatever it was. He did a press conference, probably in the 3rd inning, 4th inning, and then that becomes the story, and he sticks around. Maybe all the Cardinals were traveling together, but then he had to do another press conference at the end of the game to kind of retract and explain the previous press conference.
He pitched 1 inning, 3 earned runs. The Cardinals did cost the National League that All-Star game because all 5 earned runs were charged to Cardinal pitchers. Nishek allowed 2.
Did he have a homer or a triple or
something? Tripled and Cabrera homered in that first inning.
Yeah. I was also at the game in KC where who gave up?
Verlander,
just, was
didn't
it Verlander he? Gave up about 5 runs in the first inning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Melky Cabrera homered. And
Tony was the
popped.
Winning manager.
Yeah.
Melky was probably on something, allegedly.
Okay, he'll be back in the playoffs.
I think he actually was suspended that year.
He was.
Yeah. Melky would plan his summer trips with his family. Well, by August, I'll be suspended. Where do we want to go in July?
That's where all of us missed that one. You know how you look back on the steroid era and you see some of these players and they have basketballs for forearms and biceps and deltoids and you go, how did we miss this? We probably missed the fact that all of a sudden Melky Cabrera was one of the best players in baseball.
In 420.
Kind of randomly.
Hey, Melky, you've really been working on your swing, huh? he leads the National League by 100 points in hitting.
Every category.
He still won the batting crown because when he got suspended and the Giants never brought him back, he had enough at-bats to qualify for the yearly batting title. So technically he won the batting crown.
You know what,
year.
Though? That's where a commissioner should just say, I don't care what the rules are, you don't win the batting title this year. And everybody would be fine with that.
I think so. His agent probably wouldn't be. Over-under for playoff starts in net for Jake Allen is set at 0.5.
Ooh, did you set that?
I'm setting it.
Oh, okay.
Jake Allen.
I'll take the over. There'll be a game. There'll be a reason. There'll be something. I don't know. I'm going to say over. Sorry.
I'm saying under.
Ooh. Binner,
so
Binner.
Okay, but you're basically counting on an injury or Binner. Don't you think Binner would have to give up like 6 goals?
He'd have to have a terrible start.
I'm just basing it on weird Blues history. That's all. Like something will happen. There'll be a reason why, but Jake will have to play at least a game.
Like, I forget the years. The one playoff series, didn't Halak get injured? We didn't know if it was his groin or what it was, and Elliott jumped in there. It seems like every year in the playoffs, we
was
have
that
something
Ryan,
like that.
Pre-Ryan Miller when he blew you guys off because he wanted to go to his sister's
Ryan
wedding. He forgot his passport so he couldn't play in the playoff game.
I'll tell you what. Oh, that's a great story, too. Ryan Miller, it's so funny because I feel like everybody really liked Ryan Miller. And also going back to the fact that he's a Michigan State guy. His whole family's from East Lansing. They're big in that community with charity and all that. And he always does all kinds of stuff for his foundation, but I feel like Ryan Miller really destroyed his entire 4-month run with the Blues, especially with the media. One post-game press conference, it just kind of destroyed everything.
He has nothing to be ashamed of other than the way it ended, and Mets should be embarrassed.
Oh, that was funny.
Number 5 for Martin.
What are you even talking about? It's gratuitous, but he was just sort of rude on the way out, and who cares?
Well, I think after they lost and everybody thought Ryan Miller was going to be the savior, they needed the big-time goalie. Oh, yeah, and rightfully so. I think it made sense. And then people asked him, what are you going to do now? And he said, well, I think I'm going to go to my sister's wedding.
He didn't seem too rattled.
We knew what he meant. He was just literally answering the question. It was just kind of funny.
Like, doesn't this burn deep? He said, well, I just got here. I'm not, I'm really loyal to Vancouver and Buffalo.
Pretend to be sad?
Hey, what are you thinking about this? Well, we'll get a playoff check in about 2 weeks. I'm actually golfing with my cousin tomorrow. What else, guys?
But I remember he was taking his pads off, and we were politely waiting, our little media mob, and he said, why are you staring at me?
Did he really say that?
It was something along those lines.
Well, you lost.
It's like, come on, dude. We want to interview you.
Was that the Blackhawks?
We know you have a wedding to get to.
Yes.
That wasn't the Hawks? Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting their first round exits confused. Hey, 5 for Martin, 5 for Chuck, 5 for Frank, 5 for Plazzi. Yesterday
was question 8.
Yesterday's the question 5.
Supposed to be how Frank feels.
Yesterday
was. God sakes, end
it. Oh, I thought we were over.
No.
I'll pop that one right back up there.
Yesterday was International Waffle Day. What's the best place in the area to get waffles? Or are you a waffle or pancake guy?
It's a great question.
I'll be honest. My wife and I did make waffles for dinner last night.
Wow, humble brag.
I know.
For dinner? I'm actually not a pancake or a waffle person.
What?
I wouldn't turn
them down. Are you un-American?
No. If I have to go somewhere, if I'm going somewhere.
You make Kodiak waffles. They're supposed to be high in protein.
I mean, back in the day, I'd eat an Eggo waffle. But if I'm going somewhere for breakfast, I would much prefer an omelet or an egg dish. Eggs and sausage, then go in the pancake.
You've been gotten to. Just got to
waffle
you.
Route.
Yeah.
No, I've always been that way, honestly.
I bet you were a big waffle and pancake fan before you started dating her.
I've never been that
all
way.
All of a sudden, guys, it's not healthy for you.
No, she's changed me in a lot of ways, mostly positive in every way.
All positive.
Like the coffee. By the way, thanks for bringing my coffee cup. I've always been
an
egg
deal.
Person.
What about French toast? Like French toast?
Not really.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying if I had my pick of bacon and eggs or a nice omelet – or a pancake, waffle, French toast, I would always go with the eggs.
Wow, all right, that's fine.
I would probably go waffle.
I do like waffles.
Yeah, and it's not something you're really going to replicate at home. Your mom used to make that with the waffle iron. That's a lot of work.
It is.
I think you should go out to eat for waffles. Just saying.
Oh, all so right. Your mom made it, right? She was always
back
in the kitchen?
No.
Hey, Ma, give me a waffle.
No, make back, all the food? Okay.
Back in the day, my Ma made waffles. Humble brag. Some of our sponsors this hour, Brian, bringing
you
this award-winning show.
Yeah, Mike's Automotive. They've been serving the St. Louis area since 1976. And Mike's Automotive, they provide accurate, knowledgeable, and friendly service. The experienced mechanics working at Mike's Automotive can restore the drivability to your vehicle while keeping you on the road with preventative maintenance, too. Visit Mike's Automotive to start experiencing the kind of customer service and quality repairs you expect from an automotive repair facility. Mike's Automotive has multiple locations to serve you. Find yours at mikesautomotive.net. We have Dr. Michael Jones, 1-866-260-EYES. Get your eyes looked at, cataracts, get your LASIK done with Quantum Vision Centers. He's also a board-certified ophthalmologist and assistant professor at St. Louis University. And finally, Friday, Hot Shots in St. Charles. We'll be broadcasting there all day. 590 The Fan will be there. You have until the end of this week to get your raffle drawing for the opening day giveaway, courtesy of Budweiser. Today you can get bucket specials at Hot Shots. On Saturday, it's pitcher specials at all 11 Hot Shots locations. I believe the drawing is on Friday, so get to one of the 11 area Hot Shots areas locations to get your ticket today for the drawing to watch Machado, Paul Goldschmidt, and Jack Flaherty, Cardinals and Padres, next week.
And for all of our frustrated Blues fans yelling at their radio, yelling at their phone, to clarify these seasons, because they do sort of all run together, it was 2012. They made their return to the playoffs. Hitch got them a first-place finish, beat San Jose 4-1 in their return to the playoffs, and then got swept by the Kings.
That was Roman Polak. Don't open the Roman Polak door, correct?
I believe you are correct. And they got swept by the Kings, who went on to win the Stanley Cup. The next year, Blues finished second in the division, faced those same Kings again, and went up 2-0 in the series, and then lost 4-2.
Barrett Jackman with a big goal, I believe, in the playoffs.
And then the next year, 2014, led the Blackhawks 2-0 in that series, I believe, and then lost 4-2. That was the Ryan Miller year. 2015, they won the division. They were first. Went up 2-0 in the Wild. And lost that series 4-2. Those are the years that sort of blend together, but it was the same theme every year. 13, 14, 15, Kings, Hawks, Wild, exit 4-2.
Yeah.
Feel better now? Hockey Bob and Hockey Bill are probably yelling at the radio. And there you go. There it is. Just to clarify. Blues winners last night, 3-1 over the Vegas Golden Knights. Dr. Rick, when we come back, your questions for the good doctor at 282. Well, 855 first, then 282-8255.
So many squares where you can go.